We have been, I think, as a community, also deeply disappointed with the closure of Eclipse Aviation and all the ramifications that result from that. We know that the city, or the state rather, had invested $19 million in hard money that was lost. The city had no dollar investment, but we certainly had floated industrial revenue bonds, which were secured by the assets of the corporation, the equipment, which is substantial. We've been working through the Office of Economic Development and through the city attorney's office with the bankruptcy process because it has taken various forms over the last few months, different parties in interest, national, international, some whose interest was to buy it up, slice it, sell it off for whatever the could be realized. Some who had an interest in acquiring and reopening Eclipse. Some who had an interest in acquiring and moving Eclipse. In of course, our preference has always been that somebody reopen. Earlier this year, not on taxpayer dollar, but at the invitation of the French government, I went to Paris, met with the president of one of the French aircraft companies that wanted to acquire its expressed interest. And there were two or three floating around. Today, Aerospace, Eclipse Aerospace, new name, Eclipse Aerospace, has submitted their bid, a fully executed asset purchase agreement to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware to acquire all the assets of Eclipse Aviation from Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Hearing is scheduled on August 10th to hear the motion, set rules for any other interested parties who may desire to submit bids for Eclipse Aviation. Closing is expected on 24th of August. This company is comprised primarily of former owners, jet owners of Eclipse, and they put $5 million down, non-refundable. They are fully funded. I met with their principal officer earlier today, and we've been meeting with their folks for weeks now. The city of Albuquerque has executed a lease with this corporation for the utilization of all of Eclipse buildings. The lease will now be submitted to the city council. The expectation is that this will be successful. There is still an outside chance that, and the only ones we're aware of, we don't have names, are two or three foreign governments that may want to step in with more money to acquire. But if they, if their application exceeds what Eclipse Aerospace has put in, then Eclipse Aerospace will have the opportunity to come back in and exceed that. So we are, I'd say, at about a 98% certainty that Eclipse Aviation has been saved. The intent of Eclipse Aerospace is to bring back the employees. They can't say at this point at what level. I'm authorized by Mason Holland, who is the principal, to give one quote, and they will not answer questions until August 24th, the expected closing time, and it just asked me to tell you that. So this is what Mr. Holland, who is an extraordinary individual, had to say today here in the office. Eclipse Aerospace is extremely excited about restarting production and service facilities in Albuquerque for the Eclipse Twin Engine craft. We look forward to beginning the process as soon as the court process is complete. Mark, that's Mason R. Holland, Jr. This is extraordinarily good news for the city of Albuquerque. I believe it will come to fruition. These are serious aviation people that have been put together, serious entrepreneurs. No one knows for sure how quick the startup will be. They will have folks in the building starting next week at our invitation as they start to look at their different strategies, both for sales and for restart of production. So I want to thank and commend Peter Mitchell. Great work, Ed Adams, and all of the folks at Aviation, because they've been working behind the scenes on the leases for a number of weeks now. Happy to take questions. And I apologize if we can't give you more from them, but it's a sensitive process within the bankruptcy court. And there are others, although none have expressed interest. There is no indication of anybody else other than the rumor mill. And so we think this thing is done.
So what does this mean for the employees who were working there? You said they plan to hire a lot of them back. What should those employees be doing? Who should they be calling? Should they wait?
Well, I think they need to wait for August 24th, but they should be calling their old friends, because a lot of their old friends and associates are the people that are involved in Eclipse Aerospace, and finding out what role they may have to play. Obviously, the intent is to go back into production. They have to retool production lines. They have to recreate some aspects of the production line. Eclipse has, oh heavens, hundreds of suppliers all across the globe. They're being reconstituted. So whatever niche that those individuals filled at Eclipse, they should be calling their friends that were in those niches. I think that's a word. I don't personally see them going back to 800, 1,000 employees in a matter of a couple of months. But what it does mean is that they are back. They're going to be building.
The same jet, the same product?
That's our understanding.
So how many employees will be brought back in the short term, do we know?
It's in the hundreds, but I cannot say which hundreds.
Can you elaborate more on